This is Blue Demon Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone, to live coverage of Southern Iowa Sports. We've got a great South Central Conference matchup going on tonight with the Albia Blue Demons and the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. I'm Dan Stocker, and with me is Pat Powers, again, helping on the doubleheader here. Pat, we've got a looking forward to another great game here tonight.
Yep, thanks again. I appreciate being here tonight, being with you, with Jason, and then you, Dan. So it's going to be a tussle here in the South Central Conference between these two squads.
Well, it looked like it must have been a tussle with the announcers, because I know Jason looked pretty beaten, so he tagged out. He said, Pat's got the best of me, so Dan, you're in. So Jason's going home to get a nap, I think. Wore him out.
If it takes a 20-point victory, well, then so be it. So be it.
So anyway, we're just getting ready here underway. The warm-ups are done. Preliminary functions are done. Senior night here for the Blue Demons and Lady Ds, recognizing the seniors going out, which is always kind of a special deal. We've got some really good kids here for Albia, just like Eddyville has guys come through. And, you know, you really hate seeing those guys leave, but you wish them the best. And it's always kind of fun to hear what they're doing next and some of their next steps and
what colleges
are going to go to or what their career plans are.
That's true. Looking at conference standings, Albia is sitting with a record of 4 wins and 3 losses. And the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets with a 1-7 record, their lone win against Clark, and that was over at Osceola. They've got 3/5 of their starting team back from that conference championship from a year ago, but kind of like Davis County. Davis County was runner-up last year. They're second to last in the conference, so it's just kind of weird how things have flipped in one short year.
It is truly amazing. You know, you look at this lineup that you've got here for Eddyville Blakesburg. It's just a really solid group, and you know that. Just lots of good talent here. I know the game that we did earlier in the year when they played against Albia down in Eddyville. You know, it was just amazed that they kind of looked like got a little bit away, maybe going from inside to Banbrook, and which really could do a good job in there. Albia is kind of a little different, too, from the last time since you've seen us. We got Zach Hugan back, who wasn't playing at the time. And the last outing out against Davis County had a really big game for the Blue Demons. Just came on fire, had about a dozen points, I believe it was. And, you know, if we can get that extra scoring out of some of these guys, it's just going to make the team even that much better. Because if it's just Matt Baker and Tanner Kellogg, they're phenomenal scorers. But, boy, two guys is just not enough to get the games won. And so it's nice to see some of these guys. Mason Cox can do a nice job. Tanner Wynn's also starting to drive the hoop a little more. So if we can get some of those other players to really kind of step it up a little bit, it makes our team a little more tougher to defend. But, again, we like to drive, but Christian Banbrook, he doesn't let people drive into very too easily, does he?
And hopefully the referees will let him play, make those blocks, and give him some credit for that. You know, I listened to that Albia-Davis County game there, the couple minutes there at the end of the ball game, and it sounded as if the Blue Demons were able to seal the deal and put the hurting on Coach Graves over there. That's something that you always cherish as you go through there. It's a tough place to play. Of course, that was here.
Yes.
Going down to the Cracker Box down there at Bloomfield, why it's hard to play down there as well. So we're just about ready to set the tip. The Rockets send out Banbrook, Leffler, Schwartz, Jensen, and Brandon Plate to round out the starting five.
And for the Blue Demons, Tanner Kellogg will jump center. Mason Cox is back in the starting lineup. Zach Hugan, as I mentioned earlier. Austin Luce, the senior, finishing up his career here in Albia. And then also Matt Baker, the sophomore point guard.
Hopefully you haven't had an over-under on how many times I'll say Clark Kellogg. Rockets get the tap here to start the ball game. As Schwartz gets it, he brings it across. Man-to-man go the Blue Demons. Leffler dribbles to his right side. He picks up his dribble, passes it to Schwartz. Schwartz drives, takes it up and in. Trevor Schwartz right down central to put it in for two.
Nice setup there with the screen and took it right to the hole there. Matt Baker, he brings it to the front court for the Blue Demons. Swings it over to Mason Cox, takes a look for a little jumper. Passes over to Zach Hugan, who cuts to the hoop. Matt Baker takes the ball to the top, hits the three-pointer. So the point guard's trading baskets here, three for two.
Nice job by Baker to get that extension, get some opening there. Schwartz, now he dribbles in, picks up his dribble. Cat passes over to Jensen. Jensen with one dribble, shot from the elbow, no. Rebound, Blue Demons.
Austin Luce got that board. Matt Baker immediately presses the action, goes all the way to the lane with a little floater and drops that thing in, gets the first 5 points of the night for him.
Nice job by the transfer from Eddyville to take control early at this of the game. Schwartz dribbles in into traffic, turns it over for a turnover, and Albia takes the distance.
Well, I tell you, the Blue Demons will get out and try to run all night long, and you're seeing that, Pat. We saw that in the first game, the first matchup here. Matt Baker, when he gets it, he dribbles really hard, keeps the ball nice and low, and goes hard to the hoop.
And why not? He's got plenty of speed.
Yep, and if it gets doubled up, he'll look to kick that out. But, boy, if not, he'll go ahead and take that shot. Tanner Kellogg looking to check it in. Was almost to the 5 second, and then Coach Archer over alertly called a time, wanted to reset and rethink a little bit and figure out what's going on here on that little press. The nice job by the Eddyville Rockets here to start that out.
We'll keep it here. I thought the time was getting close to that 5 second. Blue Demons lead 5-2, 6:48 in, and Coach Archer called a quick timeout there. Coach Stout giving final instructions to his kids as they break the huddle. Yeah, good crowd on hand tonight.
You know, there always is. It seems like when Albie and Eddyville get together, you know, it's so close, and so that makes it really handy, and everyone likes to come out and see it. We've got, I was talking to one young men in their cafeteria earlier, and, you know, we all know each other from other the other community, and so it makes it a handy deal and a handy rivalry, so it's a good deal. Albie gets the ball in, puts a shot up, rebound by Tanner Kellogg, puts it back, gets another rebound, and makes the bucket, so 7-2.
What a beautiful job by Kellogg. He kept that ball high. He didn't bring it down to get swatted away. He kept it high. And, of course, that's that leadership, that senior leadership. And Schwartzy has shown some signs of driving. He takes it in. He gets fouled on the way to the hoop, but it was on the floor. Rockets will trigger it in from out of bounds.
Good hard drive by Schwartz, that's for sure. He's looking to be aggressive and initiate a little contact, see if he gets the Blue Demons in some foul trouble.
Alley-oop pass into Bambrook, in and out. Kellogg clears the glass.
You about did Clark there, I think. They get the ball down, swing it back to Tanner at the top of the key. Tanner Kellogg takes it from the 15-foot. A little bit of an extra touch and contact there after the shot. That was Trevor Leffler. Just kind of came in after the shot and hit him. Tanner Kellogg will go to the line shooting too.
Yeah, Leffler had decent position, but he just had a little bit too much momentum to carry him into the shooter.
Yep. So Tanner Kellogg to the line, shooting his first free throw. Rattles around and gets the drop. A little friendly home roll.
You bet.
I like that one for the Blue Demons.
8-2 goes Albia. Kellogg with the second one. Shot up, and there's a whistle.
And we saw that last earlier this week. The referees blew the whistle. His toe was on the line there. He just gets a little too close, and that's the second time it's happened this year. So I didn't see that, but it must have been.
Mental error on Kellogg, 8-2 now. Schwartz with the ball, dribbles to his left, picks it up, gets to Jensen on the wing, inside to Bambrook, but is stolen away by Hugan.
Luce gets it and gets it to Matt Baker, immediately drives the hoop, and Bambrook comes to help out. And a little body on the floor there, so I believe that'll be Christian Bamberg's first foul of the night.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what Albia is going to do tonight. They are going to attack the basket and take it to the rack each time they've got a chance.
You know, that's, and we've seen that the last few games, and again with Zach Hugan, he wasn't available until after winter break. With him, Tanner Wynn, Matt Baker, and Mason Cox a little bit, they just drive to the hoop so very hard. They try to finish up high at that rim. If the shot's not there, they'll look to dump it off. If there's bodies in front, they'll go ahead and try to take the shot and try to pull the foul, quite honestly, and try to take advantage, of Christian Bamberg maybe trying to be a little overzealous there and trying to, he was doing a nice job helping, but Matt knows how to kind of initiate that contact, get that body movement into him. So you'll see that, I think, most of the night, and they're going to really try to initiate the action. You know, you talk about Tanner Kellogg, too. He's generously listed at 6'1", and I would say that's probably doing a stretch for him. But he's so quick. He does keep the ball up high. He also has very strong hands. If he gets that rebound, he's going to keep it in. Kellogg checks it in, gets it to Mason Cox, out three, and good. And that's huge. You get Mason Cox going, and he gets in a rhythm like that. That'll help the Blue Demons. Nice three for Mason.
Rockets bring it up, down now, 11-2. Jensen with it on the wing. He dribbles into the paint, passes it out to Plate. Plate inside to Leffler. He's having troubles, and he got fouled. He had a hand on his wrist from Luce.
Yep. Austin Luce, that's the second time he did earlier on this side on Christian Bamberg, was able to get the steal. This time just a little too much. And, you know, he's really good about help side defense, but just a little too aggressive.
Rockets to the line now. Leffler. Two-shot foul. Rockets need every chance they can get. First shot up and no good. Short off the front of the rim. And in comes Christopher Welsh for the sophomore, Jevin Jensen. 11-2, Blue Demons out to a very fast start here in the first quarter. Next shot up, too long, and the Blue Demons are able to clear the glass.
Austin Luce with a nice box out there with the rebound, gets it to Matt Baker, brings it up to the front court. Sets the offense, gets it to the near side to Mason Cox, who surveys the field, swings it all the way over to Matt Baker, quickly passes to Tanner Kellogg on the baseline. In and out, no good. Bambrook tipping that ball, loose ball rolling around. Rockets able to come away with it.
Christopher Welsh with a nice save gets it into the Rockets. Schwartzy left alone for three. No, long rebound. It's still loose. Plate trying to grabble for it. Three other Albia players. And they're going to talk to Luce a little bit and say, hey, you can't be pushing people down there. He was tossing Christopher Welsh off to the side, and Christopher Welsh hadn't done anything except lay down.
I like the recognition for Schwartz, though, on that jumper. I mean, the defense kind of sagged off, and good recognition out of him to hit that jumper, or take the jumper.
Loeffler with a steal, and he goes coast to coast. Trevor Loeffler with a nice steal off of the wing there to take it the distance. 11-4 now goes Albia.
Zach Hugan gets the ball, swings over Mason Cox on the far side for another three-pointer. I tell you, he's a rhythm shooter. He's one of those guys, when he gets in rhythm, he will come unglued and really hit those buckets. So that's a good start for him.
Brandon Plate was not able to recover on that 2-3 zone. Inside to Bambrook, rolling left hook, puts it in for the Rockets. 14-6 goes Albia. Quickly up the court they come.
Mason Cox gets it on the far side, then gets it back to Tanner and swings it back to Matt Baker, takes it to the top. About half court to set that offense. Gets it over to Cox. Immediately comes back to Matt. Looks for his jumper. No there. Tanner Kellogg on the baseline. Goes up three. In and out. Loose ball flopping around there. Kind of a little pinball action there. Zach Hugan initially got a hand on it. Then it looked like I think it went off of Christopher Welsh, I believe. And so it will stay Albia's ball.
Yeah, pinball right. Yeah. Nobody was grabbing two hands on it. It was always one or the chest.
Yep, Tanner Kellogg checks it in, gets it to Matt Baker at the top of the key. Looks a little bit. Comes back, sets the things up again, gets it to Zach Hugan on the near side. Swings it back to the top, now to Mason Cox, who gets it over to a couple passes into Tanner Kellogg from the elbow, not able to get it. Rockets basketball.
Schwartz picks up that loose rebound, brings it up the court. He gets double-teamed. Now he splits the defense, tries to take it to the rack, and he got fouled. Baker is going to get called for his first foul.
Baker tried to help out again. Looking defense, Demons, I like, are looking to help out as much as they can, but they've also recognized that they might not be able to get anything but a foul there, but nothing else. I guess Schwartz going to have to earn them from the line.
Once again, Rockets back to the free throw line. Schwartzy, high free throw percentage. First one's up and good. Jevin Jensen comes in, and now Brandon Plate takes a break. So they're rotating those three guys, Christopher Welsh, Jensen, and Plate, thus far here in the early going. Second shot coming up for Schwartz. On the way, no good. Rebound, Kellogg, and he gives it up to Baker.
Baker does bring the ball up. Luce sets a nice screen. Baker uses it, comes over on the near side, rims in and out. Again, nice little jumper, just not able to get the drop.
Beautiful way to get it open. He went to his left, faked the left, came back to his right, was wide open, and Schwartz got hung up on the screen. And just a little bit off. Schwartzy with the ball, throws it to Welsh on the sideline, passes it to Bambrook. No, it's picked off by the Blue Demons, and here they come.
Mason Cox leads the break, gets it to Tanner Kellogg on a nice little bounce pass. A tricky one at that, but Tanner Kellogg again with those good hands, able to get it right up there for the layup.
Beautiful execution by the Blue Demons indeed. 16-7 goes the Albia Blue Demons. And there is a turnover again for the Rockets. Unofficially, that's number three them.
Christian Bambrick, they said, just kind of shuffled his foot there a little bit. For the Blue Demons, coming in for the first time is Tanner Wynn. Tanner's been starting most of the year. This, to my recollection, his first game that he hasn't started, which really isn't a bad thing, although I'm sure he'd rather be in there to start, but brings in some nice fresh set of legs for the Blue Demons and immediately goes to work. But nice bounce pass. Looked like a little contact on the wrist of Tanner Kellogg, but no call.
Rockets come away with it. They need to cherish each possession that they have. Missed free throws and then turnovers are going to spell doom for this Rocket squad. Bambrook on the baseline gets it out to Jensen. Jensen drives the paint. Gets it to Welsh, and he travels. So there you go. yep. Dan. It's a recipe for disaster for the Rockets. They're not able to put continuity in on their offensive possessions.
That was just the case with the Blue Demons rotating on defense when Welsh got the ball. I think he couldn't believe anybody, nobody was in front of him, and they hesitated and just shuffled those feet.
Well, he thought maybe that he ought to take it, and then he yep. drove, and then that caused him problems.
Yep.
He who hesitates
is
lost.
There you go. Blue Demons get the ball in. Zach Hugan gets it to Matt Baker on the near side, who dribbles back to the middle of the lane. A little floater from 15-footer. Bucket, I believe, will count. I think there's a foul after. Again, is that on Loeffler again?
Baker with speed to burn. It's yeah. just amazing how he's able to come across that screen and get to the hoop on the floater. Nice job by him.
And he,
and
really,
he will get the and one.
Yep, and he really does a good job of moving left to right, but then he elevates straight up, so his body's nice and square. He's not floating on the shot, which is what gives him that great success on that little runner.
Shot on the way is good. 19-7. Albia forges ahead here in the first quarter. 2:14 on the clock, and the Rockets are in a big hole. Schwartzy dribbling in between the circles. Passes it into Bambrook. Right-handed baby hook. Good. Got to see more of that, Dan.
It's a good-looking shot. He's done that now from both sides. He's just real comfortable. He has the height advantage, so it's something that I would think the Rockets would be wise to exploit tonight. Hugan gets it, swings over Matt on the far side of three, and good. Now Matt's in a rhythm. And, again, that's the Blue Demons. That's the kind of their game. If they can kind of get that rhythm, they find that hot hand and get going.
You live by the three, you die by the three, and right now the Albia Blue Demons are hitting it on all cylinders. Rockets with the ball. Jensen up top gets it into Loeffler. Ball is loose on the floor. Blue Demons are going to be called for traveling. Kellogg.
Yep. He got the ball, and he's on his back, and then as he's scrambling trying to keep possession, he rolls, and that's a good call on the officials. It's absolutely a travel.
All right.
Ryan Sarver now checks in for Zach Hugan, and Luke Sarver had checked in a little bit ago for Mason Cox.
Loeffler going to take a seat over on the bench now. Plate, Schwartz, Jensen, Bambrook, and Welsh, the starters or the players right now for the Rockets. Schwartzy dribbling out top. Goes to his left, passes it to Jensen. Jensen holds it. Now he dribbles towards the circles. Now he passes it to Schwartz. Schwartz dribbling over on the right side, directing traffic. Plate thinking about a pick, but he gets it into Bambrook. Turnaround jumper too far out of his comfort zone, and Kellogg is able to clear the glass.
Again, he gets those hands on it. He's able to usually get most of those rebounds. He's had three games in a row now of 20 or more rebounds. He's had a 24.9 or 22 rebound night and a 24 rebound night, so very efficient on the board.
Simply incredible then, here in high school ball.
Yeah, and again, at his size, he's very much undersized. Oh, charge call on Matt Baker coming across the middle. Didn't think that Brandon Plate was set, but the official thought he was, and his is the one that counts.
Those two had a face-to-face meeting there the last time, remember, Dan?
Yep.
And Baker got the best of him that time. This time he's got to sit down. That's his second foul here in the first quarter, 22-9, and it'll be interesting to see how long he sits.
Yeah, it would definitely be a little bit into the second quarter at a minimum. Coach Archer doesn't like players going to halftime with three fouls.
Rockets dribbling way out, 25 seconds on the clock. Plate fires it back to Schwartz in between the circles now by the half-court line. They're definitely taking it down for one last shot if they can. There's Schwartz. He gives it to Plate. Plate into Welshy on the baseline. Schwartz has it now on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Plate. Plate, three ball on the way. Good! Brandon Plate with 3 seconds left on the clock.
And Tanner Kellogg gets it in a three-quarter shot and looked good. Just hit the back of the rim. After one quarter, Blue Demons have a 22-12 lead. Quite a ball game going here. We're going to take a short timeout. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Here we are back in Albia, Iowa, the start of the second quarter, 22-12. The Albia Blue Demons are on top of the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets as Leffler dribbles around, gets it to Schwartzy. He picks up his dribble back to Leffler. He dribbles around to Jensen. Three ball on the way. No good. And Kellogg is able to clear the glass.
Gets it up to Mason Cox and then brings it back to Zach Hugan. Finds Tanner Kellogg up the top of the key again. Gabe Gravert, who's checked in for Matt Baker, who has the two fouls, is running the point there. Gets it to Zach Hugan. Again, both Blue Demons like to work around outside, see if they can get penetration. And there's Tanner Kellogg in. Nice little take and layup, but missed. Rolls right out. Rockets ball.
Jensen clears the glass and gives it to Leffler. Leffler drives the lane. Shot on the way. Good. Nice little runner by the senior out of Eddyville.
What a strong square up and a way to get himself to the hoop there.
22-14 is the score. Albie on top.
Gabe Graber brings it in, checks the offense, gets it to the near side to Hugan. Sees Mason Cox on the far side, who looks for the three, takes it, rims in and out. Gabe Graber quickly hustles over for the weak side rebound, gets that, but then makes a tough pass. And over the back call is going to be that just an errant pass by Gabe Graber, trying to had pressure on that baseline, couldn't get it to a Blue Demon.
On that play that he was able to get that ball, though, there was three Rockets that just watched it bounce. You've got to have instinct to go for that ball. You got 10 people, 20 hands. You got one ball. You got to get it.
Yeah.
Rockets now into Leffler. He's trying to back down his defender. Gets it out to Bambrook. Shot on from the elbow is good. Bambrook rings it, and the Rockets are able to close 22-16. And all of this with Baker on the bench.
Yeah, quite a difference. And the Rockets just do a nice job getting their looks and getting good buckets there. Blue Demons get it down. Gabe Gravett has it on the near side. Takes a look around, nothing going, but sees Luce cutting to the middle. Finds Tanner Kellogg on that three-point line on the near side and just a little long, just a little bit of that rhythm not hitting right now for the Blue Demons.
Leffler with the glass, and here comes Schwartzy on the right side. Now he dribbles to his right, gets his man up, gives a pass to Bambrook, no good, and the four Blue Demons are able to get that rebound.
Zach Hugan gets it and takes it all the way from coast to coast and puts up just a tough shot. But once again, Tanner Kellogg, he has a nose for that ball and that rebound and gets himself in a perfect spot for the putback, the rebound, and the points.
Which was right in front of the rim.
Yep.
Bambrook with it on the baseline. Drives around Clark. There it is, the first one.
Yep.
Kellogg and puts it in for two. Rockets 24-18. They're down. Albia up.
Yeah, and Bramberg, with that size, he really needs to look to try to power that in all night. Tanner Kellogg comes, flashes across the middle. Nice little jumper goes long. Rebound to the Rockets.
Nice play by Graber to block out Bambrook. That allowed Kellogg to get that pass and had an easy opening. Just wouldn't get it to fall.
Yep.
Leffler with it. Passes it to Plate on the wing. He dribbles a couple times back to Leffler in between the circles. He drives, kicks out to Plate. Three ball on the way for Brandon. No good. Loose ball. And it's picked up by Jensen over to Leffler. He dribbles in on Gavert, and it's picked away and stolen.
Gabe Gravert just is very quick and sure-footed and is able to do it, get that thing knocked loose. Ball gets worked in there to Tanner Kellogg. Had a nice little dribble and posts himself right up in there and gets a nice little up and under for 2 points for the Blue Demons. 26-18 is the score.
What beautiful position by Tanner Kellogg. He was able to isolate Bambrook so far under the glass that he couldn't do anything about it when he got the ball. And there's a foul.
Zach
on
Hugan.
Luce. No, Hugan.
Hugan, yep.
Okay.
Passed to Leffler, and Zach was trying to get the steal, just a little overly aggressive, and picks up his first foul.
Five fouls to Albia. Three on the Rockets here, and they'll trigger it in on the side. Jensen gets it into Schwartzy. He dribbles now. Christopher Welsh gets up to check in. Schwartzy still with the dribble. He picks it up. Bambrook comes out, gives it to Plate. Plate holds it from the wing, looking. Now dribbles a couple times. Skip pass to Schwartzy. Dribbles to his right. Back to his right again he comes. He drives, tries to kick it out, and there it is off of three people. The last person being Brandon Plate. and the Albia Blue Demons have it on the turnover.
But Zach Egan was able to tip a little bit, and then unfortunately, Plate was trying to get that, and just it changed direction on him. He wasn't able to get his hand on it, knocked it loose.
Hey, I asked Jason who he thought was going to win the Super Bowl, and he didn't even know who was playing. What's your thoughts?
You know, it's a tough one. I'm kind of thinking the Ravens have a good shot, just if nothing else, because the 49ers seem to be the odds-on favorite, and it's tough to be the favorite in the Super Bowl and win.
You always love the underdog. Yeah. I picked the Ravens as well. Yeah. Field goal, 38-35. We'll see what transpires. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if it went into overtime, people get their money's
worth?
There
we go. It's already going to be a late start, though. That'd be a late game. It's like a 6 o'clock kick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why they start that so late, but nobody asked me. Blue Demons have the ball, get it in. Tanner Wynn skips pass across to Tanner Kellogg, who works it back to Zach Hugan at the top, who finds loose inside. And just quick ball movement by the Blue Demons, trying to get an open look. Drive by Tanner, kicks out to Tanner Wynn, kicks out to Tanner Kellogg, misses the shot. Zach Hugan tried to get the rebound, just knocked it loose. It's the Rockets ball again.
Albia knows who their shooter is, and they're able to find him on these plays. It really is very good execution on the offensive side of the ball for Albia. Eddieville having a tough time offensively. Bambrook with it now, gives it to Plate on the left wing. He looks, ball fake, passes it to Jensen on the right side. He's looking, now gives it to Plate in between the circles. Now Welchie with it. He's holding it. Dribbles in between the circles, finds Bambrook, pass to Jensen. Jensen with a couple dribbles. Shot on the way, good. Jevin Jensen, the sophomore out of Blakesburg, Iowa, is able to hit it from the paint.
Good little shot and move by him. Blue Demons bring it up. Tanner Wynn takes it to the top, gets it to Zach Hugan on the far side. Swings it down to Gabe. Gabe Graber dribbles around the screen, gets it back over to Wynn, who gets it to Hugan. Hugan looks inside, nothing there, kicks it back out. Again, the Blue Demons like to work that four edges on the outside all the way around the key. Gabe puts up a shot, but Tanner Wynn gets the rebound, goes up for a shot, and going to call him for traveling. You know, and that's one you'll see every once in a while. He just always tries to get that extra little hippie hop in there, and once in a while it's called for traveling. That's Tanner Wynn.
I'm not sure, but is that their fifth turnover? Fifth turnover on Albia.
John Flattery keeping us up to date over there.
Good thing he's got enough fingers to do that. I tell you what, I only had one for Albia, so good thing he's watching the game. Here comes the Rockets with it. Schwartzy dribbling, picks it up. It's batted back into his face. Loose ball, and Schwartzy is able to track it down. Dribbles back up the floor. He goes coast to coast and puts it in. Trevor Schwartz rings the bell, and it's 22-26, a four-point lead for Albia.
Really worked that back from a 10-point deficit the Rockets have to get it within four with 2 minutes left in the half.
Once again, Baker being on the bench has made all the difference in the world. There's another loose ball picked up off the glass by Jensen, and the Rockets bring it up with a chance to cut it down. The four-point lead. Plate with his glasses broke, and they're going to call officials time. And he's had a tough go here as late. He doesn't have those athletic elastic deals that hang on to his glasses, so when he gets them knocked off of there.
And those tend to kind of come across the bridge of the nose a little harder than those athletic ones, a little harder and stiffer and sharper.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Schwartzy with it now. Jensen with the pick. Jensen was open. Schwartzy puts up a three ball, too far. Bambrook with the shot, no good. Loeffler with the rebound, and he puts it in. Loeffler with the stick back. And the lead now is two for the Blue Demons.
Loeffler, nice little strong rebounding, and put it right up there.
I'm sure Coach Archer's just about ready to pull his hair out, and he's going to call T.O. right here with a buck 26. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Albia Blue Demon and Rocket Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case Skid Steer Loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the Skid Steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Stalker here with Pat Powers, bringing you Albie Blue Demon basketball against Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. Scores 26-24. The minute 22 left. Matt Baker with two fouls has checked back in for the first time in the second quarter. Sets the offense, trying to get a good look here again. 26-24 is the score. Blue Demons have the slight lead. Blue Demons working the ball around. Tanner Kellogg gets it, drives in hard, trying to initiate contact and gets it. Nice job, gets the foul on Jevin Jensen.
He'll go to line for two.
So now Tanner's just got to get himself set, get this thing put up again. A minute six left in the first half. 26-24 is the score.
I think Kellogg was so surprised when he turned around. Nobody was within 3 feet of him, and he took the ball to the rack like a good player should, and he drew the foul. First shot up, no good. 26-24, Albia leads with Baker back on the floor. I'm sure Coach Archer was saying, whoa, we got to have some stability around here in a little bit.
Yep, want to make sure we have just nice little control at the top, get the offense set, and try to get those good looks, and even try to drive in a little bit.
Two misses by Kellogg. The rebound is cleared by the Rockets, and they bring it up with a buck left in the half. Schwartzy dribbling, passes it over to Leffler. Jensen was wide open and didn't get to him soon enough. And Baker with the steal. He's going to go coast to coast. And he got fouled, and he made the basket. Welchie fouled him on the way to the hoop, and Baker just like that makes his presence felt.
Yep, you know, definitely so quick on that dribble. Once he gets it, he knows the push and initiate it. If there's nothing there, he'll pull back. But until he sees somebody cutting him off, he's going to take it all the way to the hole. Did a great job not only to get the foul but to make the bucket. Now a chance to get the old-fashioned three-point play here with just under 50 seconds. Rims around and gets the bounce. 29-24 is our score. Coach is going to sub out Matt for defense here. Let Gabe Gravert come back in here. Try not to. He doesn't want him to get that third foul.
Good coaching right there by Coach Archer to pull him out and keep him away from number three. 42 seconds left in the half, and looks like the Rockets are going to go to a four-corner set. Pass across there to Schwartzy, now to Bambrook, over to Leffler. He lets a three-ball fly. No air ball, and it is tapped out, and it's going to be Albia's ball. Ooh, that was a change of pace there, Dan. I didn't think that he'd pull the trigger.
I thought it was a little premature on there, and then Jevin Jensen, though, did a nice job trying to save that ball, knocking it back in, but just nobody to tip it back to. Blue Demons get the ball. Matt Baker's checked back in. That offense for defensive switch there.
Wow.
So Matt will set that offense. 20 seconds left in the half. 29-24 is our score with the Blue Demons on top by five.
Simply incredible. You know who's going to be the quarterback. He's looking right at the clock. Baker is.
Yep. 10 seconds. He'll initiate and start the play. Here we go. We're at 10 seconds. Matt's trying to see if he can drive in or kick. Gets to Zach Hugan. Swings it right back to Matt. Nice long three-pointer. Up and around. Tanner Kellogg with the tip. Rebound into the tip. Got a little contact, but you're not going to get that call with the seconds ticking away. Nice job out of the Blue Demons. We are at halftime already. 29-24 is our score. Blue Demons on top. I'm with Pat Powers on Dan Stalker, and we're bringing you KIC's best coverage of Southern Iowa sports that you're going to find anywhere. Bringing you Blue Demon basketball against the Eddieville Rockets. And we're going to take a short time out here from our sponsors, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Back, everyone. We've got us a good game going here. Albion Blue Demons taking on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets, 29-24. The Blue Demons have a 5-point lead at half. We just had some entertainment here at the halftime entertainment going on, a little fundraiser for the after prom. Had a competition between an Eddyville gal, one of the
Paige
players,
Rick.
And then Jackson Pence, little fourth grader from Albion. They had a little contest. Who could run to half court, grab the ball, and shoot a layup. And little Jackson Pence from Albion was able to win a little $25 gift card. So
yeah,
congratulations.
You got to love the money.
And Jason, if you're listening at home, you also won. You entered in the drawing. You got yourself, I believe, if I heard correctly, a Cyclone, Iowa State Cyclone basketball. So, I mean, that's all right for him. And, you know, he wants one.
Well, he won the basket. There was tickets to the Iowa State TCU game. So yeah, he's going to be going up to Ames unless he hands him over to me. We'll see what happens.
There we go. So, Jason, congratulations. It's about time you came over to the good side. Give up those Hawkeyes. Come over with the Cyclones where you belong. Just looking at our sheet here at halftime here again at 29-24 for the Blue Demons. I've got Tanner Kellogg has 9 points. Matt Baker leads the team with 14. Mason Cox has 6, and that's the scoring for the Blue Demons. For the Rockets, Pat?
The big three, what you expect. Bambrook with 8, so Schwartzy with 8, and Leffler with 8, and then Jevin Jensen chimes in with the 2 other points for the 24. The Blue Demon defense is able to put the pressure on the Rockets. Rockets getting 9 turnovers. Albie only turned it over 5 times. And that's been the tail of the tape so far, Dano.
Yeah, and part of those turnovers are 6 steals by the Blue Demons, 6 of those 9 turnovers. And then on the boards, very well matched there. Albie's got 14 rebounds and Eddyville's got 12. So very balanced there, which is what you would expect on a 29-24 game. It'd be real interesting to see at halftime here who comes out, who makes the slight adjustments. Don't get too far away from your game plan, but who can make the adjustments to capitalize on their strengths and take away the other teams?
It's, from my standpoint, it's obvious it's Matt Baker. Yeah. Matt Baker was a big difference. He goes out with 2 fouls. He had, at that point, a 10-point lead.
Yep.
Eddyville Blakesburg was able to shrink it to 2 points, and they were able to bring Baker back in for short periods of time near the halftime to push it back to a 5-point lead cushion, 29-24 here at halftime.
Yeah, you know, and that's, again, is Matt Baker with 2 fouls, and Coach Archer just really doesn't want any player going to halftime with 3. He wants to know that they've got, you know, quite honestly, 2 fouls to give in the second half. You're that 5th one, you're done. So He wants to know that they're going hard and being ready to play, and so he gets them out, and we'll see how that goes along. And, you know, Matt's a very smart player. I don't know if he's ever gotten that I can recall even four fouls, you know, so he knows how to turn it up and turn it down a little bit so he doesn't get called for those fouls or nothing cheap or, you know, light. So he's a smart enough player. And, you know, it's one we keep talking about. He's just a sophomore for this Blue Demon squad, and, you know, he plays well beyond his years, and it's very impressive to see him, you know, when he goes in and drives hard and elevates. But, to what he can do.
But what a beautiful job by Coach Archer to bring him in when Albia had the offensive possessions, take him out when they didn't have the defensive possessions. Yeah. He did that three times, two or three times. Yeah. And that is a mark of a coach who knows what needs to be accomplished for his kid to be successful.
Yeah. They're really impressed, too, tonight with the go to the Rocket side here on Trevor Shorts, just the way he's been driving to the hoop hard. You know, and I know you see him more than I obviously do. But I didn't see that so much from him the first time we met. And I'm really liking that he goes in hard. He controls it well. He's strong. He's looking to pass it out when he gets inside there. He doesn't want to get a shot blocked or anything like that. So real impressive about him. And then Bambrick, I think, you know, we saw that last time. For me, the game turned last meeting. It was very close, but then they got away. Bambrick started getting outside, shooting 15-footers and further. And I don't think that's the strength of this Rocket team from what I can see. And if they just keep him inside, let him pound away, you know, I think there's a real opportunity for him to do some things. It'll really be incumbent upon the Blue Demons to sag and help and try to pick that ball loose. And so, I think the key for them will be to try to keep working that, driving in, but also look for Bambrick when he's inside. And him, he needs to not float outside. I really thought that turned it last game.
You hit the nail on the dinger, Dan, that's for sure. Bambrick has to stay within the paint, an arm's length of the paint.
Yeah.
When he gets forced out of further away, he's out of his comfort zone, and it's a little harder to make that baby hook from 10 to 15 feet as opposed to his 6 to 8 feet comfort zone that he is from.
Well, we saw him do a hook from both sides of the lane, both right and left hand, look really good. And we also saw him do a turnaround fadeaway jumper and just missed fairly poorly. And, you know, just as big as he is, he doesn't need to fade away from us. We're not gonna block too many of his shots. We're going to put good defense. We're going to kind of smother him as best we can. But if he elevates, he's still going to get above our guys, even on a poor jump, you know, and that's just the way it is. And if they recognize it, I think they'll do well. For Albia, though, it's going to be key that, you know, Matt always knows how to take it to the hoop. You know, really need, I think, for us to even be more successful. We've got to see Tanner Wynn do that a little bit more. And Zach Hugan's got to look to drive in there. Tanner Kellogg, you know, it seems like he only has 9 points. You think that's not a good start for him, you know, but he's getting that 20 to 24 range. And so, you know, he's right there at that mark right now. But to me, he's a quiet 9, you know, so he needs to keep getting good looks and making good shots. If they're not there, don't force them. You know, get them out to your teammates and let them get back and repost to you.
But you look at that scoring there. You've got Baker with 14 and Kellogg with 9, but nobody else with anything else. But the name of the game is have more points than the opposition, and Albia does that for sure.
For now, we do, yep. And so we'll see. Like I said, it'll be real interesting to see here. Getting about just a few minutes away from the second half tip. We'll take just a quick timeout here. Let us hear a word from our sponsors. Again, Pat Powers, I'm Dan Stalker. We're bringing you Albia Blue Demon, Eddieville Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket basketball action, South Central Conference style. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
February is a month of love, and our customers at Barker Implement are in love with green, especially when it comes to saving some. And they also love making sure their green equipment looks and runs its best season after season. So we're sure they'll fall head over heels for savings 10% off John Deere stock ordered or stock parts. Plus, they can also save 10% off John Deere package oil and 12% off filters. Learn more about money-saving offers at ebarkers.com or any Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We're bringing you a second half coverage of Albia Blue Demons against the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. 29-24 is our halftime score. Albia sets the ball to check in. They get it in. Matt Baker in the starting lineup. He's back in there. Tanner Wynn I'll go along with Austin Luce, Zach Hugan, and Tanner Kellogg. Hugan gets it, looks inside, sees Austin Luce. Luce tries to get it out, but good defense by the Rockets. Gets the turnover by Jevin Jensen.
He was able to take that pass, that bounce pass. Schwartz with it now, and he throws it away. Just giving it right back to the Blue Demons, and not a way you want to. You can't score when you turn it over.
No, for neither team, that's certainly not what you want to see. Those turnovers will kill you every time. Blue Demons, nonetheless, will get the ball back. Matt Baker will walk it up. Gets it to the near side to Zach Hugan, who then swings it right back to Matt Baker. Takes a three-point shot, rims around, no good. Rebound Rockets.
Nice rebound by Loeffler. He was able to get up off the ground on that one. Schwartzy brings it up, passes in on plate. Back to Bambrook. He passes it out to Loeffler. Schwartzy takes a dribble. Backs up a little bit. Played in the corner now. Looking. Flings it over to Jensen. Over to Loeffler. Takes a three ball. No. Loose ball. And Albia comes away with it.
Zach Hugan able to control the tip there. Gets it. Gets it immediately outletted to Matt Baker. Brings it down. Drives the hoop. Dumps off nice to Austin Luce. Bambrook with the block.
Loose ball is swatted from Jensen to Schwartzy, and the Rockets come up with it. Schwartzy brings it in. Jensen gives it to Bambrook. Bambrook to Loeffler. Cross-court pass to Schwartzy. He drives in. Bounce pass to Loeffler. He passes it to Plate. Three ball on the way. Good. Brandon Plate rings it from the three-point line.
Did a nice job getting his feet set, squared up, and is ready to shoot. Gets the score within two. 29-27 is our score. Blue Demons get it. Get to Zach Hugan. Swings it to the near side to Tanner Wimp. Finds Matt Baker, who dribbles back to the center. Gets the far side to Zach Hugan. Tanner Wynn's now come out the other side, gets the ball. Drives to the hoop, up
nice
and under.
Nice penetration.
That's what I think we need to see more of. Pulls the foul. I believe it's going to be on Christian Bambrook. It'll be only his second foul. But really like that penetration by Tanner Wynn, and him and Zach Hugan, along with Matt Baker, can do that, and they need to be looking for that, try to get their opportunities, either take the basket to the hoop, try to get the shot off, or dump it off if the pressure comes too quick.
When he came around that corner, Schwartzy never moved away from his defensive position at the elbow. He was able to slice it right in to where that defender had bypassed him to make that a tougher play for Bambrook, and he couldn't make the block on him.
Yeah. Tanner Wynn makes the first one, goes the second one, and it's good. So 31-27 is our score, 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Schwartzy bringing it up. Wynn on him. Man-to-man goes the Blue Demons. Schwartzy dribbles to his left. Double team now. Passes it over to Jensen. Shot on the way. No good. Follows his shot. Gets a rebound. Passes it to Plate. Three ball on the way. Brandon Plate. Back-to-back three balls.
You definitely don't want to leave him open on that. He gets himself, just does a nice job getting ready to go.
There's a loose ball picked up by the Blue Demons. It touched five people, and the Blue Demons were able to get in. An offensive foul is going to be called on Kellogg.
Tanner Kellogg was driving to the hoop and just extended that elbow as he was coming around the defender, and the official had a perfect angle on it to see it and recognize that that was just putting a little too much on it. And unfortunately, Tanner will get his first foul of the night.
Brandon Plate, the recipient of that forearm shiver, and he's been having a tough go the past couple weeks. Yeah. Anytime you can get points out of Jensen and Plate, that's icing on the cake for the Rockets. They're down by one, 31-30. Pass inside to Bambrook. Passes it to Loeffler. Shot up and good. And the Rockets have their first lead, 32-31.
Very disciplined and ready to get ball movement out of the Rockets. Albie brings the ball up. Tanner Wynn has it at the top of the key. Gets to Matt Baker. Ball movement working around the top. Gets it back to Hugan and goes to the far side. Again, Tanner Wynn's over there now. Austin Luce sets a nice screen. Tanner tries to drive, but the ball's knocked loose. It's the Rockets' ball.
Plate comes up with it. Gets it up ahead to Schwartz. He gets it up to Jensen. Inside to Bambrook. Underneath the basket. Reverse layup. It's up and in. And the Rockets have a three-point lead, 34-31.
Good, strong power move. And Coach Archer has seen enough for now. He wants a short timeout to calm his troops. 34-31. The Rockets have the three-point lead. 4:43 left in the third quarter. But this time out, we're going to take one as well. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's best coverage of sports in high school, college, and pro.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Rather you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Rockets have started off this third quarter with a 10-2 run to cut that 5-point deficit to a 3-point lead as Albia will trigger it in on this possession.
Matt Baker will set the offense, try to see if they can't get a good look, some rhythm going here for the Blue Demons, trailing by three. Zach Hugan takes it, swings it over to Mason Cox. He's checked in for Tanner Wynn. Zach Hugan gets it back, drives a little floater, no good. Gets a rebound by Loeffler.
Loeffler cleared that glass again, got it up to Schwartzy. Schwartzy drives into the paint, scoops it up, and in. Schwartzy with a roll, and it's good. 36-31.
Blue Demons desperately need a basket here to try to stop this this roller coaster here for their sake and get a good look and a good bucket. Very patient here, trying to work the ball around. Austin Moose has it down low. Gets it back to Mason Cox. Tanner Kellogg receives it at the elbow, and it goes in and out. Zach Hugan tries to get the rebound, but goes off. I believe it was Loeffler. So it'll still stay the Blue Demons ball. Tanner Kellogg's had two or three shots now from that elbow, and it's just not able to get that to drop. And that's a really good shot for him. So you got to think at some point those will start to roll in for him. He's just got to settle and find his rhythm.
Pinball action for sure, as nobody could hold on to that.
Kellogg checks it in, gets to Mason Cox, immediately gives it to Baker, who drives and pulls a foul. And that's what, again, he did. We're talking in the break. He's going to have to start asserting himself and really trying to initiate that contact. He's able to get the foul on Plate, Brandon Plate, I believe it is.
Plate bent over. Him and Baker have been saying hello to each other the past two games, and I don't mean in a friendly way. Kellogg to plug it in. Gets it to Baker.
Baker takes it up top, takes a look, dribbles hard, right to his right. No shot there, but gets it to Zach Cuban. Finds Mason Cox left wide open, takes the three and misses, but Matt Baker on the far side able to get the rebound.
Long rebound.
Immediately puts up a three. Good-looking shot, but it goes a little long, and Loeffler with the board.
Loeffler indeed cleared the glass. He's got about five in this half. Plate skip pass to Jensen. Jensen tries to drive, gets it to Plate. Now Bambrook, long shot on the way by Bambrook. It's good, and the Rockets lead 38-31 with 3 minutes left in the half.
What a turn this events this has become. Blue Demons have the ball. They're again haven't had a bucket for quite some time. Luce gets it at the free throw line, kicks it back to the top of the key to Zach Hugan. One dribble goes to the elbow, and it rims out as well.
Ooh, you talk about ice cold. The Blue Demons have definitely gone ice cold here in the third quarter. Rockets with it. Jensen takes one dribble, passes it to Schwartzy in between the circles. He dribbles now to his right. He penetrates, puts up a wild shot, and it goes. 40-31, the Rockets lead with 2:45 left.
Coach Archer is just beside himself trying to figure out what he can do at this point to get the troops back into it. Lets the Blue Demons play. Baker gets it, swings it to baseline to Tanner Kellogg for a three. Short. Might have been deflected just a little bit, but short.
Jensen gets it, brings it up to Schwartz. He's dribbling, gets it back to Jensen. He takes a look. Hit. Ball is loose. Loeffler picks it up. He's got a chance to hit Vanbrook. He does. Now gets it. Give and go to Loeffler. Shot on the way. No. He got hit by number 30, Luce, as he went inside on the give and go.
Nice give and go there. Vanbrook immediately was looking for that cut out of Loeffler and just shoveled it right under to him. And it was a good pass.
Being seniors, they knew each other. Yep. They've been running that play for eons way back in. And what do we got here? All the Blue Demons have stepped away from the free throw line.
Coach Archer has wanted to have a word with him. Could have taken a little more. There's two free throws coming. He could have taken a little more time with him if he wanted. But
first no shot good up. On the shot. And this goes back to what I said earlier in the first half. Rockets need to cherish each possession and free throws. There's a reason why they call them free.
That's right. Tanner Wynn and Ryan Sarver for the Blue Demons checks in for Austin Luce and Mason Cox.
Dakota Shepard in for the Rockets as Plate will take a seat. And he's got a towel up around his face.
Second free throw is good for the Rockets. 41-31. They have a 10-point lead. First double-digit lead for the Rockets. Blue Demons get the ball. Zach Hugan drives. Kicks back out to Tanner Wynn. Gets it over to Matt Baker. brings it back to the center, resets the offense, gets it over to Hugan on the far side, who finds Tanner Wynn on the baseline. Tanner Wynn dribbles back up top, gets it to Matt Baker. Baker gets it over Tanner Wynn. He's left open. He tries the three. Nothing going there, but follows the shot, gets the rebound, and keeps going hard, able to pull the foul. Tanner Wynn was able to get the foul. We'll get two shots here.
Tanner Wynn's got a nose for that ball. He was able to get that long rebound. Then he takes it to the rack, and he got fouled there by Shepard. And just a smart basketball play on his part.
You know, just very much aware that when you're coming in, that long rebound coming out like that, the defense is popping out, so he's got an opportunity to attack the hoop because they're going the opposite way. Tanner Wynn converts the first one.
That's only their third point in the third quarter.
That might be Tanner Wynn free throws. I think has all three, the three of them have been his.
Loose ball.
Nice job by Ryan Sarver to tip it. Tanner Kellogg goes on and gets it. The Blue Demons will keep possession. Matt Baker takes the three in. Finally gets a bucket for the Blue Demons.
The defense went to sleep, Dan. They sagged off of him, and he was able to hit an open three, and that's the first bucket of the third quarter. Comes with a 1:25 left on the clock. Here comes the Rockets now. Schwartzy. Around the outside, they pass it into Shepard. Shot on the way, no good. Leffler scrambling for that ball. Bambrook comes up with it. He puts a shot up. It's good, and he fouled. Oh, my, the Rockets have come to play here in the third quarter.
Definitely have Bambrook. Nice, strong move. Tanner Wynn was trying to help out there. The defense was shifting around, and unfortunately was just not able to stop Bambrook from going up and got the bucket. He's going to try for N1. He's got 15 points on the night now, does Christian Bambrook.
He eyes the rim, shoots it up there, rolls up and in, 44-35, a 9-point lead with a 1:14 in the third quarter.
We've got a 1:10 left in the third quarter there, so we'll see what's going on here. The Blue Demons, they can get a good look. Baker gets it, penetrates, kicks out the wide open Ryan Sarver, who hits a three-pointer. So
nice,
comes in off the bench, nice stuff. That's initiating that contact in the middle and then kick it out to the open man. It's a very good set for the Blue Demons. They're going to have to try to look to do more of that.
Baker's so unselfish. Over to Jensen now, Schwartzy. Long three ball, no. And the Shepard comes up with it. Leffler with the shot, no. Tip back up, no. Tanner. And Albia comes out of there, and up the court they come. Here comes Baker.
Good shot there. He pulls up the three, and there's nothing doing there. Ryan Sarver tried to get underneath, but they said it was a little too much contact. Gets the foul. Matt Baker came down. The defense was collapsing down to the baseline, and so he just alertly pulled up. For him, that two-pointer, the three is the same. And so he tried to pull it. It was a good-looking shot. Unfortunately, just not able to get it to drop.
Four fouls against the Blue Demons, three against the Rockets here as the third quarter just about comes to a close. 22 seconds left, and the Rockets are going to stick for one. Leffler with it. Now passes to Schwartz inside to Bambrook. Ball is tipped, and it's going to be going out of bounds to Albia. Oh, my goodness.
Good defense
with 11 seconds left.
Zach Hugan applied some really nice defense, was able to tip it. Bamberg tried to tip it to his own teammate, but nothing there. So 10 seconds, as you said, Pat. The Blue Demons have the ball. We'll try to get their last shot in of the quarter. Matt Baker pump fakes, gets the defender, go up, and puts up an errant shot that just doesn't go.
Leffler at the buzzer just about rings it from half court, and that'll do it as we head into the final quarter. Rockets 44, Blue Demons 38. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We are back at our rowdy gymnasium here at Albia, and we're going to be heading into the fourth and final quarter. And both student sections are letting each other have it via a cheer. So that's a good thing. 44-38, and the Rockets were able to outscore the Blue Demons 20-9 in that third quarter. They turned the tables on the Blue Demons to get that lead.
Rockets will start with the possession to start this fourth and final quarter.
Jensen to trigger it in, gets it to plate, and he gets it back to Schwartzy. See what the Rocket attack is going to be. I would say you got to keep pushing the ball inside. Bambrook in between the circles. Schwartzy takes it. He drives, and he got... Yeah. Oh! There's going to be a discussion here. No, I thought that referee was going to come over.
Charge was a call on Schwartz. And the only thing I saw a little bit, Schwartz dropped his shoulders. He was going in, and oftentimes I think that'll get that charge. You know, if you stand square up, definitely I don't think Matt Baker was set, but when you drop that shoulder, you're just lowering a little too much, and it's just a little bit extra contact, and the official thought it was a charge.
Well, he hesitated on that call, though, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought it was going to go against Baker for his third, but it went against Schwartzy. Yep. Albia with the ball now.
Baker has the ball, drives, and kicks it out to Tanner Wynn. See Zach Hugan on the near side, wide open three, in and out, almost dropped down. Story of the Blue Demons' life right now.
All right. We talked about live by the three, die by the three, and right now they're having a tough go. Loeffler with the three ball, and he hits it. Rockets go up 47-38 here at 7 minutes left in the ball game.
Definitely going to be incumbent upon the Blue Demons to find some defensive stops and then get a good look on offense. Baker gets the ball, swings it to Ryan Sarver, who's still in the game now. Ryan's a very good outside shooter as well. Now Baker tries to penetrate, does, and gets and drives, a little contact. Again, he and Brandon play. Always working each other really hard. Brandon picks up the foul on the blocking foul.
Plates loves to run track, so he's able to utilize that stamina and speed to stay with. Baker, I can tell you, can flat out beat him in a sprint. Yeah. But Brandon Plates is able to anticipate where he's been going lately.
Yep. Really is there to harass him and make him work, and doing a good job of it. Wynn drives, kicks it out to Ryan Sarver, shoots, misses, and as Tanner Kellogg was trying to box out and get that rebound, called for just a little too much shoving under there, gets his second foul, does Tanner Kellogg.
Loeffler had position on there. Coach Stout wants to take a timeout. We'll keep it here, Dan. We got to catch our breath as well.
Yep.
Let's set the table. 47 Rockets, 38 goes to the Blue Demons. 6:37 left in the fourth quarter, and I still think that Matt Baker is going to take over the reins like he did in that first quarter and start ringing in the three ball.
You know, definitely, and I think it's where the Blue Demons need to set up those plays where they can get him square, get himself set in position, where he's not necessarily trying to pull that up, that three on the dribble. You know, I think that takes a little more out of his legs when he's doing that. If we can run a cut through and have him come out the other side, then have him spot right up, and that's a very good shot for him almost every time it will drop. And I think you still need to see him drive into the hoop. If he's got that layup, take it. If not, he can kick it out. But we've got to continue to initiate contact.
I think the tail of the tape will also be who takes care of the ball here in the final 6:30.
Yep.
Turnovers are going to kill you. Schwartzy penetrates a little, kicks back to Loeffler. Dishes out to Jensen. He's looking at Bambrook, but no. Now they hand off to Schwartzy on the curl. He picks up his dribble, gets it into Bambrook. Wild pass to Loeffler, and it's saved in. Wild pass, and there's a foul going to be called on number 10.
Ryan Sarver.
Sarver, indeed. That'll be six fouls for the Blue Demons, and the next one they'll be going to the line on one and maybe.
Yeah, Tanner Wynn did a nice job defensively guarding Loeffler, and the Bamber kind of made a poor pass, but Tanner couldn't control it, had to dive for it out of bounds, and then threw it back to the backcourt to try to get at least a Blue Demon country. But no Blue Demons there, and Eddieville was alert and quick to the ball.
All right, Schwartzy with it. He comes up the court, passes it over to Jensen, passes it to the plate in the corner. There comes Bambrook. He turnaround jumper, and he got pushed out of his comfort zone, misses it. Blue Demons right up the court, and Baker was able to put it in for two.
He's very strong and able to elevate himself up and get that little layup, and a lot of contact in there, which is all part of basketball, but did a good job getting that layup.
47-40, Rockets with the lead, 5:36 on the clock, and Schwartzy dribbling out high behind his back. Now he comes to his left. And then he passes it to Jensen. Jensen in between the circles. He dribbles to his right. Now his left. Almost turns it over.
Tanner Wynn came in to help. Got the steal. Nice help for Tanner Wynn on the weak side. Gets it up to Zach Hugan, who looks to drive it in himself. A little floater, just a little too short. Didn't get his legs underneath the shot.
Schwartzy with it.
Yeah.
And I can't believe they called an offensive foul, but they did. Oh, my goodness gracious. But the Blue Demons will have it on the turnover.
Zach Hugan just came down there and just got himself set there and knew that Schwartz would be looking to try to make something happen. Got himself set before Schwartz could get a shot off and was able to draw that charge.
That's the crazy thing about it. He wasn't going to do anything except dribble it back out, but he was able to catch his hips on that ball.
Yep.
Another rebound to the Rockets now, and Schwartz is walking it up the court. Blue Demons try to pressure him a little bit more. He comes across, forces a shot up. Bambrook with a rebound and a putback, and the Rockets lead 49-40 with 4:40 left on the clock.
Baker gets it over to Tanner Wynn, swings it back to Zach Hugan, looks for Tanner Wynn at the elbow. Tanner drives in hard but can't get a good shot off. Ball tipped around off of Tanner Kellogg. It will be the Rockets' ball.
Once again, Kellogg having that nose for the ball, and it just about came out with it. Both kids went up with one hand, and we've got a whistle by an official.
Got a little either something on the floor or just a little extra sweat. Don't want the players to get hurt, certainly.
That might have been from the possession before when Baker went down on that charge, or was it Sarver?
I can't remember if it was Baker or Hugan. One of the two, I think.
Rockets with it in between the circles. Jensen with it. Brings it over here on the right side. Loeffler tries to set him a pick. Passes it to Schwartz. Passes it to Loeffler. He's looking to drive. Up with a shot. Nice shot by Loeffler. Makes it 51-40 with 4 minutes on the clock.
Time is ticking away for the Blue Demons. They need not only to get a good look at a shot, but if they don't make it, they need to get that offensive rebound. Ryan Sarver from the free throw line, nice little jumper and makes it. Finally gets a bucket for him, for the Blue Demons. Good job for him. 5 points for Ryan Sarver on the night.
Nice shot indeed. Now Archer is making his team extend that defense past front court for the Rockets to see if they can force that turnover action. Jensen with the ball. In between the circles. Gets it to Schwartzy. He's in between the circles. Plate with it. Passes it into Bambrook. Left-handed baby hook running. No. Cleared out of there by Kellogg, and up comes Baker with it.
And the defense kind of relaxes for a second. Baker takes to the hole but can't get any contact to draw the foul. And the shot goes off the rim.
He was hoping, too, that Bambrook was going to take a swat at
him.
And he didn't take the bait that time, Dan. Bambrook with a shot from the baseline. Christian Bambrook came way out from the hoop to hit that ball. 53-42 now, and Coach Archer's going to take a timeout. You're listening to Rocket Basketball and Blue Demon Basketball right here only on KIIC 96.7.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here live at Albia. Tomorrow is going to be wrestling from door to door here at Albia and Eddieville Blakeford Fremont. And then tomorrow night, the Lady D's are up at the Well taking on Knoxville Panthers.
Lady D's and Blue Demons.
I'll be
up there covering both games.
Boy-girl dip.
Yep.
And then the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday has finally arrived. The Ravens and the 49ers, the Harbolt.
Yes. Or the Super Bro. I've heard them both. Blue Demons will start the fourth quarter, or excuse me, with 3 minutes with the basketball after that timeout. 53-42 is their score. Rockets have a lead. Matt Baker gets on the far side, takes a jumper, nothing going.
Look out now, Loeffler, and he's stolen away.
Zach
Blue
Hugan.
Demons have it.
Zach Hugan with a nice steal, tipped it to Tanner Wynn. A little bit of pressure came on him. Tanner just kind of juggled it and unfortunately traveled with the ball, and it'll be the Rockets' ball again.
The Blue Demon press is going to play big into this right now. Pass into Bambrook. He has it. Gives it up to Schwartzy. He comes up the side. It's going to be a double team now. He gets away from it. Ball is loose, though, and the Blue Demons have it again.
Tanner Wynn got the steal again. That's about three steals for him this quarter. Doing a nice job. Gets it over. Matt Baker drives and just comes short on the run and layup. But Zach Hugan with the rebound. Tanner Kellogg gets a three-pointer. Zach Hugan chasing down another rebound, but the Rockets get it. Get it over to Schwartz.
2:16 on the clock. Schwartz, he brings it up the court. He takes it in, and there's a blocking foul on Baker. That's his number three. And it looked like the same play as last time, which he got called for the charge. But the Rockets will go to line for the one and maybe.
And Schwartz, as you mentioned earlier, a very good free throw shooter. So it's I think we're to a point where the Blue Demons need to think about being a little more aggressive and maybe some fouls, but selective fouling.
Plus the fact that, like we said, free throws.
Yeah.
These are going to be gifts.
Yeah.
You've got to put the hay in the barn.
Schwartz gathers himself, goes up for the first one and makes it. Gets the bonus.
He can feel the pressure, too. Did you see him give that double clutch when he made it? He wants to bring home the bacon right here. 54-42 with 2:11 left on the clock. Schwartzy eyes the rim, puts it up and in. 55-42, and here comes the Blue Demons. Baker up the floor.
Matt will try to push and go quick. Wants to get a good look, a quick look. Don't need to force it, but certainly want to get a fast look. Baker takes a long three-pointer and good. That's what we were talking about earlier, getting himself set and getting a chance to get the shot off.
Kellogg set a pick on plate, and he went down in a heap. His glasses also fell off again on the poor guy. He's shaking off the cobwebs for sure.
The young man takes a beating.
All right, and there's another foul, and I might be on Baker. His
fourth. Baker or Ryan, one of the two.
Let's see what happens. How many fingers are going to be put up? Number two.
Yeah, there you go. And again on Schwartz. That's not the one we want to foul. You know, and certainly we don't want Baker to be getting those fouls either.
All right, Schwartzy to the line. 55-45. 2 minutes exactly left to play in regulation. Schwartzy, first shot up, good. And once again, he does that double fist pump. He's happy that he made that shot.
You know, both teams are not having the seasons maybe they would have liked to have. Certainly, Eddie, as you mentioned earlier, coming off a great season last year. But nevertheless, this game is always big, and they, you know, both teams really want the win. So it's what makes high school basketball and any sports in high school is a lot of fun to watch and to be able to bring the game to you.
That's right. Here comes the Blue Demons up the court.
Mason Cox gets it, kicks it out to a wide-open Zach Hugan, takes a three and hits it. So the Demons are scrapping away, trying to get it. Schwartz gets the ball. Somebody needs to foul besides Baker. And unfortunately, he's going to get his fifth foul.
And he is out of the game. Bambrook set a pick for him, and he ran smack dab into him. And Schwartz was tiptoeing along the line, and Matt Baker has fouled out with 22 points.
And that's a case, too, where I really think some of the other teammates needed to have recognized the situation that Matt was in, and somebody else needs to step up. And, you know, and I think it is right to foul. That wasn't Matt's intention, but I think the team needs to. But somebody else needs to step in and really try to initiate that contact if we have to and keep Matt in the game.
This is a 1-1, Dan. If he misses it, scrap for the rebound. But no, he's able to bring it home, 58-48. Rockets lead with 1:44 on the clock here in regulation. Oh, that was a big foul.
Yes, it was.
Matt's hanging his head over there. He should be ashamed. But
no, definitely not. But, boy, just, you know, he's a gamer. He wants to be in there. Makes the second. Schwartz does, so it's 59-48. Blue Demons will try to get a good shot up. Mason Cox brings it up, gets it to Zach Hugan, and kicks it back to Mason Cox for a three-pointer, wide open, rims out. Chased down by Zach Hugan. Good rebound out of him. Gets it to Tanner Wynn, who drives and kicks out. Tanner Kellogg on the near side, three, and it's good.
I wondered if they were going to see him. He was open in the corner.
Yep.
Good ball movement by the Blue Demons. Rockets get it up the floor quickly. Pass into Bambrook. He gets it out to plate. Scrap four. Passes it up ahead, and Schwartzy is able to move it back out. 1:12 on the clock, and he's playing keep away from two defenders. Pass to Jensen. Pass to Bambrook. Up and in, and the Rockets lead 61-55 with a minute left to go.
Really think the Demons need to find a way to stop that clock, and Mason Cox gets it now, puts up a three, and it's in and out. A little fight for the rebound. Zach Hugan comes underneath, as well as Ryan Sarver on Bambrook. 53 seconds. We earn the double bonus now, Pat. That'll be the 10th foul on the Blue Demons.
The Raga faithful across the way, starting to sense the victory. They're starting to stand up on every call. And Bambrook will go to line 4-2.
Just the second foul on Zach Hugan.
Bambrook takes a couple of dribbles. Eyes the hoop, puts it up and in. 62-51. The Rockets have stormed out of the halftime gate here, Dan, and have really turned the tables on this ball game.
Boy, they sure have, and that second quarter was huge for them. They really found themselves and gathered and really started playing good basketball.
Next shot up and in as well, 63-51 with 52 seconds left in the ball game.
Mason Cox brings it up, finds Tanner Kellogg. Green is trying to get a quick look if they can. Ryan Sarver gets it, takes it from the free throw line. misses the ball. Zach Hugan tries the rebound but can't get it. A little foul there by Tanner Wynn. Yep. Not a smart foul by any means by Tanner, but also the Demons have got to do a better job getting that rebound. Tanner's just trying to get the clock stopped, but you've got to be a little smarter.
He sent Jensen into the cheap seats on that one.
Yeah, and he wasn't certainly trying to hurt him, but he was trying to get the clock stopped and then get the foul. I think Tanner was just a little upset, too. Some of the teammates weren't as aggressive trying to slap that ball if they didn't get it to get the foul. We'll send Jevin Jensen, the sophomore, to the line.
He eyes the rim, puts it up, and no good. In and out. 63-51 is our score here with 38 seconds left. And a few people are starting to head for the exits. I feel sorry for them, Dan. You're not going to watch the rest of this game. Next shot up and no good. Kellogg with that board.
Kicks it out to Mason Cox, who brings it up quick. Drives, kicks it over to wide open Ryan Sarver on the far side for three, and it's good. Steal on the inbounds pass by Tanner Kellogg. Puts up a floating three. Didn't get himself set. He should have. Misses that. The Demons need to be looking to do something besides just chasing that ball around.
And the Rockets are going to play keep away now. Schwartzy with it in between the circles. Passes it to Bambrook, and he had it knocked out. And they're going to give it to Albia.
Woo! Said it just Bambrook came off his hands last. So Demons not fouling. But getting the ball back, but a lot of precious seconds came off the clock. Mason Cox gets it, brings it up. Finds Zach Hugan for a long three-pointer. Gets himself set. Just goes a little long. Tanner Kellogg's chasing it down, but it was tipped out by Leffler on that one.
9 tenths on the clock, Dan. And the Rocket faithful across the way is letting it be known that they are victorious tonight. 63-54 goes the score as the Rockets were able to come back from a halftime deficit of 5 points to win by nine.
What an outstanding performance by the Rockets. They came ready to play. It started off a little sluggish, but didn't hang in their heads. Blue Demons just kind of struggled in that second quarter, and then weren't they? And I think a big part, as you mentioned, Matt Baker had the two fouls, and to start that second quarter wasn't in there, and so it just took a little of that offensive rhythm out. But also defensively, you know, there's five guys that all know how to play defense. We didn't do a good enough job, I think, of controlling them and making sure they had bad shots. They did a great job of getting good looks and took advantage of their opportunities, Eddieville did, and Eddieville Blakes with Fremont. And so, you know, tip your hats to them. A great contest in the South Central Conference like you would expect almost any given night.
We'll be back for the final wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Rocket Basketball and Blue Demon Basketball right here only on 96.7 KIIC.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Albia's Scotty Fry running the controls back there at the studio, thanks to him tonight. And Dan, we had a heck of a ball game. Not quite the barn burner type, but it did have some excitement along the way.
Oh, it definitely did. You know, started off very much in the Blue Demons getting things done like they wanted that first quarter. But second quarter on, Eddyville, I thought, really did an outstanding job of controlling the tempo, getting the shots they wanted, making the Blue Demons not have any easy possessions, certainly no second chance buckets. During the third quarter, we were talking off air there, you know, just Albie got a stretch there, didn't even get a point. You know, Tanner Wynn had three free throws, and that was all we had for the longest time until Matt Baker, I believe, hit a three. And that would have been late in the third quarter. So, you know, not the kind of effort or performance that's going to get you a win if you're a Blue Demon fan, but you tip your hats to the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. Just an outstanding game plan. They stuck to it and really were consistent in the way they played all night long.
It was amazing how they were able to get just their second conference victory on the year. Albia started out 22-12 first quarter lead, and then they went 29-24. They led at halftime, and then all heck broke loose for the Rockets as they scored 20-9 for Albia to take a 44-38 lead, and then they were able to extend that lead up to 10-12 points, but the Blue Demons hit some three balls there. Final score 63-54. Scoring for the Rockets went like this. Jevin Jensen with two. Leffler with 14. He had a slug of rebounds for the Rockets. 18 points for Schwartzy. A bunch of them coming from the line. Brandon Plate with back-to-back three balls. Yep. That was a huge lift for the Rockets. He finished with 6 points and played some tremendous defense. And then Christian Bambrook was able to come in around his average at 15 points to round out the scoring for the Rockets.
For the Blue Demons, the Albie was led by Matt Baker, had 22 points. Then Tanner Kellogg had a solid performance at 12, but boy, he's been more consistently in that 20-point range, so certainly not the performance he would have liked. And then Ryan Sarver came in, and we've seen all year long he's able to come and give a little spark in that second half, got 8 points. Mason Cox had a couple threes in the first half. And then Zach Hugan and Tanner Wynn each had three. So that rounded out the scoring for the Blue Demons. And I think that really kind of is indicative of what the outcome of the game is. You got a couple guys who maybe weren't hitting their stride as much or getting their points. And, again, I think you got to tip your hat to the defense of the Rockets, the way they were playing. We didn't have any easy looks for the Blue Demons. Certainly didn't get any second-chance points or any rebounds for that. And so that's to be credit to the Rockets, the way they came in and played really hard, a good, sound basketball. And it's always a great contest between these two schools. There's a closeness between the two proximities of the two schools that really, you know, a lot of these kids, you see them in the summer and different things. And so, there's a lot of pride that kicks in here. Nobody wants to lose. And we went down there and were able to get the win down there. And so, you know, the folks from Eddyville and the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, you know, wanted to return the favor. And they certainly did that tonight, Pat.
And that's why you call it a rivalry. Yep. That's for darn sure. Rockets with the double victory. The girls were able to win earlier. They clinched the South Central crown. And the Rocket boys were able to beat the Blue Demons tonight 63-54. Dan, it's been a pleasure. Absolutely. You're going to have a busy day tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, we have a busy day for Thunder Country. I want everyone listening in. It starts at noon, obviously. As you mentioned earlier, the wrestling starts here in Albia and also in Eddyville. We got live coverage from both locations, sectional wrestling going on, outstanding programs between the Albia schools and Eddyville schools for starters, and then all the programs that are going to be represented as well. I'm going to be up in Wells Fargo Arena where the boys and girls basketball team will have a doubleheader. They'll start with the girls' game at 3 o'clock. I'll be bringing you updates as wrestling will allow. We'll certainly keep our coverage and focus on the wrestling. And then as that winds down and we get the winners and the folks that are advancing on, we'll cut away and we'll start covering the basketball game, whether it's the girls' game or into the boys' game, which will start at 5 o'clock. And again, the Southern Iowa sports leader here, that's not enough. We will have a hectic day tomorrow, but that's still not enough. We're going to bring the Super Bowl to the folks tomorrow. So just plenty of sports action going on here. We'll start turning into girls playoff action next week. I know I'm going to be over in Moravia on Thursday covering the Moravia's first round sectional game, and so I'll be happy to bring that one. So folks, why don't you tune in also. I know there's some of us with Android phones have been waiting for the new and improved app that's out there. It's not ready, Scott. It was earlier. Oh, shoot. Well, I know it was. Scott, I don't know if you're live on it or not. No. We've got a new app that's coming, so we'll look forward to that. It's something that we look forward to seeing out there. It's got a lot of excitement, a lot of updates that you're going to see out there, and it'll be a really good thing once we get going here. And I might have just talked a little too soon, but I'm all excited for it. But anyway, once everyone listening in, please tune in. We're going to continue bringing you coverage as wrestling goes on. We know we're going to have a lot of wrestlers from this area competing in the districts and the state. Hopefully, it's a lot of Blue Demons and then Rockets going up to the well. Once again, and that's always a wonderful time and great coverage that Jason and Joe Sinclair will bring, along with Joe Millage and Joe Sinclair. Will get all kinds of celebrities up at the well with to come in and talk. Last year getting the interview with Dan Gable, it would just impress the heck out of me. You never know what Joe's going to be able to do. So want folks to please tune in and be ready for the best coverage of sports in all of Iowa, brought to you here at KIC Thunder Country 96.7. I'm Dan Stocker. I've been happy to broadcast with you, Pat Powers.
It's been a fun time, for sure. Thank you.
You bet. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. We'll look forward to having you all hop on and join with us tomorrow. Again, starting at noon, we'll bring you sectional wrestling from both Albia and Eddyville. Again, with Pat Powers, I'm Dan Stocker. You've been listening to KIC Thunder Country 96.7.